week, and it's finally here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is
Brady and Micah review sports movies because there's not much sports going on in the summer segment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It is time for another edition of the wonderful, full of whimsy, movie review. We seriously need to edit that, though, because Derbs has done more of these now than all of us. So we need to get Derbs in the intro somehow.
And Derbs.
Nice, Mike. This week, mm-hmm. Derbs, how you doing, man? Good to see you.
I'm good. How are you?
We're going to be reviewing the movie Invincible, 2006 football movie. Pretty, a lot of research on the back end of this, but kind of holds up to the real story of Vince Papale. A few issues in the movie that we'll get to. But yeah, based on a true story of a lifelong Philadelphia Eagles fan getting to realize his dream and play for the Philadelphia Eagles. And Mark Wahlberg, of course, plays Vince Papale.
I enjoy this movie just because can you put yourself in that role? Like, doesn't every sports fan want that?
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine, you know, leaving your current situation, you know, him being a bartender and being like, you know what? I'm going to go play for the Eagles.
I'm just going to go try out and see if I can make the team.
You could have Michael go play for the Broncos.
Yeah, you could. You could have
maybe.
That. Yeah, maybe.
Not. But you can.
But you could.
Good.
It could happen. There's a lot of things that stick out in this movie. Can we just, we're going to be picking it apart maybe, or building it up either way. But we have to determine by the end of the review today, Derbs, whether this is a starter. And the new rules, you can only have five starters. I have one starter right now, and you have three starters. Michael also just has one starter. So we'll see how this goes.
I'm accumulating for trade partners at a later date.
We're going to change the rules in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. You told me that we're not allowed to trade, and here we are. Apparently, we're now allowed to trade.
Since when?
Since when?
Since you were just saying.
We'll see. We don't know. We're going to probably change the rules later on. Once you get used to this rule, we'll change the rules as we go.
I'm already used to it. I want to trade some movies.
Can you believe that? 2006, Derbs. I was a freshman in college when this came out.
Yeah. Yes, we're about the same age. That just, man, that hurts a little bit.
Oh, it's depressing because we're not just doing like the natural. Those, obviously, we weren't alive or whatever. But now we're starting to do movies that we thought were new movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're clearly not new movies anymore. This was 20 years ago that this movie was made.
I think I aged another year just right now.
I feel like I did. I mean, seriously, watching the movie last night, it doesn't feel like it was 20 years ago.
No, the screenplay of this is very good, too. I think it holds up to today's. I think that the production work was excellent on this.
Yeah, I think so. Music was good. Pretty good.
It's all right.
Now, it takes place in the, what, mid-70s?
Yeah.
Obviously, Philadelphia is going through some hardships.
76, I think,
yeah,
was
76
the first year.
And, you know, they got, people are struggling in Philadelphia. Got like a little mini recession going on. And it was a tough time for everyone just to make ends meet. So the story of his, which is also true of Papale, there's a lot of truth to the city rallied behind him, not necessarily because he was a stud and he was amazing out there, but it was kind of this, you know, the little guy can make it, you know, and that gave a lot of people hope. And I think the fact that it really is, like, that's a true story. Like, Philadelphia people and fans really did get behind this entire story of Vince Papale.
And that's what you kind of think of, or at least what I think of Philadelphia in general. The hardworking class, boy, do they really enjoy their sports and give their opinions hard either way. The hate and the boos to the overall cheers and support. This really wrapped around that of the whole city rallying around Vince through that. I can imagine was tenfold at that time, because I imagine that city just being electric as that whole process takes place.
Yeah, so we'll kind of unpack the start. Obviously, you know, the guys, Vince Papale and his guys. They clearly have season tickets, so they're at a Philadelphia Eagles game. They're getting absolutely bounced by Cincinnati. Crowd's booing them in that kind of that traditional Philadelphia Eagles way.
We're losing to a team that's supposed to be worse than
us. Yeah, calling the coach a bum and all that, and they're awful. And you can see Vince Papale's characters like, they'll be okay, they'll figure it out, whatever. And his friends are like, no, they're terrible, they're never going to be good. Well, we kind of get into his story a little bit. He's married at the time to a wife she's really frustrated because neither one of them can find good work, and she's relying on him to bring home some more bacon. And he's a substitute teacher, you know, part time obviously, and a bartender. And so those are kind of his two gigs. And you know, so we kind of see that story going on. All the while, Philadelphia is making the announcement that they're going to hire, was it UCLA's coach? Was it Dick? And then they hire Dick Vermeil, who was played by Greg. Is it Greg Kinnear? Greg Kinnear.
Kinnear.
He's in a lot of some decent movies.
Stuck on You.
He's on Stuck on You.
With
Matt Damon, one of the classics. I mean, they just don't make them like that anymore.
That's a sports movie. Those two characters played hockey. They were the goalie.
We could review that if we really want to. They don't make them like that anymore. one of my favorite movies that he's in, there's two of them, Little Miss Sunshine.
Very good.
He's the dad in that. And then, what's the Jack Nicholson movie?
Good God,
as good as it gets.
Oh yeah. He owned the little dog.
Yes, he had the little dog.
Hallway.
And they kind of hate each other. Anyway, he's very good in that movie. I thought he was pretty good as Dick Vermeil in this. So anyway, the Eagles are announcing that they're bringing on a college coach, and obviously Philadelphia fans are like, "What the hell are we doing? This isn't going to work." Well, he kind of realizes what's going on in Philadelphia. Like, this town not just needs a good football team, they need a shot in the arm. They need a reason to get excited about this football team. So he announces there will be open tryouts to anybody who wants to participate and try out to make the team. And that's kind of how we start. Vince Papale's buddies are trying to convince him to take part in this tryout.
And that was a controversial decision. That was one of those, oh, we are so bad, we're just going to sign some people off the street.
Yep, it could have backfired, and I think at the beginning of it, it did backfire, because it was like, this is a circus, this
gimmick.
Is not good.
Yeah, the media guy who's talking like halfway, half of the movie, not my favorite actor, not very good at being media member, he's criticizing them.
Yeah, there were a few things, I think with this movie. You know, it's in Philadelphia, it's Disney. Would it have been better if it was rated R and maybe a little bit longer?
PG-13 is what you want.
Yeah, and I don't know that it was. I guess my biggest thing was, like, Mark Wahlberg, was he a convincing Vince Papale? Not knowing a whole bunch of a lot about Vince Papale other than this movie. I know the story, obviously, but you see the ending clips, and we'll get into that, but the ending clips of Papale, he's animated, he's excited, he's yelling at the team on the sidelines. Mark Wahlberg is none of that. Mm-hmm. He stays to himself. He does not get too up or too down. He doesn't get excited, really, throughout any portion of this movie, maybe save for the end. Yes, Michael?
I mean, he sounded exactly like Mark Wahlberg. Like, I'm looking at him the entire time, and I'm like, oh, there's Mark Wahlberg on the screen again.
Yeah, it's not one of his better, like, if you've seen the movie The Departed, he's amazing
Departed.
In that movie. The Departed.
Boston.
But this one, he's just Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, his excitement came through, I guess, with the energy and effort on the field and a lot of the things they tried to portray there. That's where I got most of his character development, was just the actual, I guess, the football
part. Just
parts.
A hardworking dude.
Yeah.
It's not going to get too high or too low.
Kind of a ripoff of Rudy.
In fact, no, because it's actually a true story, so Rudy.
Rudy's
probably
a true story. It's just 70% of it is made up.
Yeah, and this one, I would say, is probably like 80% of it is pretty true to it. There's a few little things, minor details, but a lot of it's pretty true.
Yeah, I also didn't realize that Vince Papale was in was a part of the Eagles for 3 years.
Yeah,
I thought this was like
a one.
This
year.
Was it? Yeah.
Well, and there's more to the story too. Like, it's kind of, it said he played 1 year of high school football, And you know, he was a, but he actually in high school he was a pole vaulter. He was really athletic. He did a bunch of different things. But then he played for some league. He played football for some league, and actually Dick Vermeil heard about him and kind of loosely recruited him to go to the tryouts. In the movie, he doesn't know anybody. He literally walks on like every Joe Schmo did, and ultimately makes the team because he's fast. He's pretty fast.
Yeah, I believe he was at St. Joe's, I think, for a little bit, and they didn't have a football team at that time. That's one of the interesting little flaw facts kind of difference between movie to real life. I just can't imagine a guy just walking into an NFL stadium and being like, here, I'm going to make the team.
Yeah, I mean, like we were talking the other day about Brendan Sorsby. You know, nobody's going to draft him because he's not in the draft. What's to keep him from doing the tryouts? Well, apparently there's rules in place and all that stuff. But how hard it is, let alone for a football player that even played in college, let alone a guy that doesn't really have college football experience to walk onto the field and play these guys. And obviously the team doesn't like him because he's going hard in every single practice. And they're like, dude, it's day one of practice. You're making us look bad. And he's like, I'm trying to make the team, actually. So there was definitely the element, like one of his best friends owns the bar, and that's where he's a bartender at. And, you know, there's this sense of brotherhood, you know, and they're backing him, except for one of his friends who's kind of like not liking the fact that he's trying out because he fears change, kind of like Michael, doesn't want him to leave and not come back and play their pickup football games anymore. Which, by the way, highly irresponsible that Vince Papale played pickup football with his pals in a rainy, muddy field, full tackle, night before the game. Very irresponsible.
Seems like a non-optimal time to have a game with the boys.
Yeah, and just to make his friend happy who's been pouting the whole time. So as we get to the beginning of the movie, you got Dick Vermeil announced. He's trying to make changes. He announced this tryout. Vince Papale's wife leaves him. She leaves him a really nice note that says, you basically suck. You'll never amount to anything. So he keeps that note. And then he meets a Giants fan who's the cousin of the bar owner. And that's kind of a semi-love interest that starts. And there's some truth to that relationship, too, that we'll get into. But overall, like, I mean, a fun movie. You know, it's got some heart and stuff, but it's, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah, interesting is a good word. It's very serious, I guess, for a Disney film. In my mind, like, you just think Disney and it's cartoons and happy endings and all that things. But this, like, I put this in kind of a same category. Like, you know, we reviewed Remember the Titans, serious times. So it's just like do I go with it's on that kind of level? Do I put it in that same category when we're reviewing these? But it's a good, solid movie. It's just I don't know where to put it yet.
I remember when it first came out, I didn't have a lot of interest in the story. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't something that was, and I guess right from the beginning, I just can't picture Mark Wahlberg as a football player because he's 4'2".
Yeah.
I know he's jacked and everything, but he's a very small guy. But I guess Vince Papale wasn't that big either, was he?
I don't believe so. I know he looks taller in a lot of the pictures and those ending credits, but I don't know his facts. I thought he was a smaller receiver, special teamer.
Yeah, definitely a special teamer, and that's kind of how he made his...
the speed.
Yeah, let's see. Derbs, he was 6'2", so that's not that tall, really. I mean, there are a lot of dudes that are playing in the NFL. 6'2",
yeah, is about the standard. Yeah, I was thinking he was like the upper fives, like the speedy slot kind of guy.
Yeah, and Mark Wahlberg obviously below.
Yeah, not 6'2".
Not 6'2". All right, 19 minutes after the hour. Some of the music was great, so we'll play some of that coming back. But let's set up some of the things that weren't true about this movie. If you watched it, you know, we know he's trying out for the team, he makes the team, and it's a big story in Philadelphia. How close did they stay to the actual story of Vince Papale? We'll talk about that coming up next. We're reviewing Invincible with Mark Wahlberg. We'll be right back.
In the books, and soon we'll be looking ahead to high school football season. Hear Coach speak weekdays at 10. a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Bell on The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Pretty good tunes. Pretty good tunes in the movie. Overall, or as Michael would call it, the score. Ugh.
No, that would be original soundtrack. Original score is the composition.
Why does this get complicated more and more?
I don't know.
No, I'm just.
It
I'm
was
just
great to see one of our awesome
listeners,
Faith, pop by to say hello. So she's awesome. She's going to be out at the hot dog eating contest. How about our awesome intern back there, the better version of you, Micah one back there? You're going to come out to the hot dog eating contest next Friday at 1 o'clock.
You're going to come out to the hot dog eating contest.
He could hear.
Mike acts like he's deaf.
He's the best version of Mike.
Friday? Yes. What time?
Friday at 1 o'clock.
Friday at 1 o'clock. Yeah, Brady's going to eat 4 hot dogs.
No, I'm going to eat 10 hot dogs. I'm eating 10 hot dogs. So that's next Friday.
Bet the under.
Looking forward to that. Derps, I got more than 4 hot dogs.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that line is juiced to the over already.
We're hammering that bad boy.
I'm still sticking with my 4. I might be a little more generous next week, but 4 sounds about right.
All right, we continue on with our movie review of Invincible, the story of Vince Papale, which is a great story. But I wanted to get to some of the... Anytime we do a movie where it's based on a true story, kind of, and we talked about Remember the Titans was based loosely, or maybe not loosely, but it was based on a true story. A lot of Hollywood dressed it up. I don't know that a lot of Hollywood dressed this one up. There were a few things. Like, we talked about the tryout. Apparently, Dick Vermeil did know who Vince Papale was because, you know, the movie paints Papale as a guy who he only played 1 year of high school football, and he was just in Sandlot bar leagues and stuff like that. But he actually played 2 years of professional football for the World League Philadelphia Bell as a wide receiver prior to trying out for the Eagles. And that's how Dick Vermeil heard about him, because he was really fast, and invited him to come to the tryout. So he did go to the tryout. He didn't just find out about it through, you know, a TV broadcast.
Yeah, I would imagine Dick Vermeil had a list of guys that he knew of going into those tryouts just to kind of like the scouting report.
I would imagine.
Because you couldn't think that just 1,000 people were going to show up and like it would just be,
yeah.
Oh, here you go. Here's a football. Let's run some plays. We'll see if you're any good or not.
Can you imagine, like, take a bad team in the state of Colorado. Let's say the Rockies right now. Can you imagine if Dick Montfort stood up and said, hey, we are holding open tryouts? Obviously, they have their feeder teams and farm teams and stuff. But just to try to put your brain in that type of thing, how much of a joke that would be made of today?
Yeah, like, we're not going to try out. Like, I would imagine it's, you know, maybe like Fort Collins Foxes players.
Somebody like that, yeah.
Like the leagues that go around, like high-end softball leagues that are going around. Like, those guys that are around the sport are going to do that. Like, this really portrayed that anybody could go and walk on and try out and give your best, and they would take an actual look at you. I just think that these were all real athletes that somewhat were scouted a bit.
Yeah, and again, Vince Papale, they made it sound like he had the 1 year of high school football, but you found it too. Like, he was kind of a collegiate athlete. There was just certain rules at the college he went to.
Yeah, at St. John's, as a freshman in 1976, you couldn't participate in sports. They wouldn't let you. You could be around the team, but you could never play. So he really grew into his athletic form when he was a junior and senior. He grew from 5'8" when he entered college to 6'2" into his junior year. And then his track and field career kind of took off. He was a lead relay runner, a pole vaulter, a long jumper, so a heck of an athlete all around, and that's what you saw in the movie too. The speedster, the grit, that translates to the track and field side there.
Yeah, so he was really a good athlete, and he was on Dick Vermeil's radar. He didn't need another thing. You know, it sounds like his friends were the ones trying to push him to try out for the team. He desperately, according to what we've researched, desperately wanted to be a Philadelphia Eagle. So, like, when the opportunity presented itself. There was no second guessing. He was going to go try out for the Eagles.
Yeah, if I were in his shoes, I mean, that would be 100%. I don't know how I could not do that. If you were that good of an athlete and a diehard fan, I don't know how you could not take that opportunity.
Yeah. And then the love story thing. It turns out Elizabeth Banks, who plays Janet, who they end up getting together at the end of the movie, he actually did marry her in real life, but it was like after his playing career. Mm-hmm. So he got to know her more after that and then got married. So there wasn't like that fun diehard Giants thing going on while she was while he was playing for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, probably weren't coworkers, I guess, in the bar there.
Yeah. And also is like he started working at the bar after his career, right. And he never got fired as a substitute teacher either. That was part of like, oh, he's up against it now, but he actually never got fired. So he was down, but not necessarily out, kind of like the movie portrayed. I guess that was one of my problems with it, Derbs. Mark Wahlberg as Vince Papale. I never got a sense of desperation from him. I mean, he busted his tail when he was out there on the field and stuff, but he didn't have a lot of emotion in the movie. I didn't feel he freaked out in his apartment and smashed it up when his wife left, but I never felt like this guy's at the end of his rope. And I'm guessing in real life he wasn't that way either, but the way they tried to set it up was like his dad even tells him a man can only take so much failure, and I never got that sense that he was a major failure.
Yeah, I didn't either. I got the hardworking class kind of thing, but the sense of desperation, if you were that broke and desperate, I don't see him just not working nonstop. I feel like in the movie there would have been more of an opportunity to the late nights at the bar, or probably the early mornings, with the teaching and I would think his day started at like 4 a.m. and went to like midnight if it was that desperate of times.
I thought the rest of the cast was pretty good. Like we said, Elizabeth Banks. I like Mark Wahlberg. I just didn't really think he fit. And as we go through it, he makes the team obviously, and the best part of the movie is, you know, when he learns from the center, he could tell when a guy was blitzing or he was going to just stay home by looking at his knuckles in the center. That I would have wanted to see more from the center, actually. I liked him, but they just really had that one scene.
Yeah, I would have liked just more of the locker room interactions. How did he go from the guys not liking him in the beginning because he was, you know, basically showing off or trying too hard, to the end where I would imagine he gained some pretty good respect throughout the thing? I would have liked a little bit more of that.
Yeah, and the best scene, he's starting to make some tackles. They're playing the Giants. They're still losing a lot of games. Dick Vermeil's getting laughed out of there early on. There's questions as to whether it's going to last much longer for Papale because he was getting lit up on a few of those kickoffs. Then against the Giants, he made a couple of tackles. They started double teaming him and blocking him, and they were all over him. And then, of course, the finale, the best part of the movie, is where he reads that a guy is going to be, you know, blitzing to try to block the punt. He calls an audible, which we never really got any sense that he knew the terminology to do that because he's a special teams guy. But he calls an audible, and the entire team, who hates him, just goes along with it.
Yeah, don't see the non-captain of the team be like, hey,
literally
audible.
The lowest guy on the totem pole of the team makes an audible call, and the rest of the guys are like, what? And the coaches are freaking out. What's he doing? And then they go along with it. And so he calls it right, goes down, hits the guy catching the punt, recovers the fumble, takes it in for a touchdown. It's an amazing moment. However, that's against
not
the
true.
Rules. He did not score. Thanks, Michael. He did not score a touchdown on that. He did run into the end zone, and he was celebrating recovering the fumble, but you can't advance a muffed punt. So he was.
Could you back then?
You could not back then. And so that was against the rules. Mm-hmm. So he did recover the fumble. I'm guessing they still went on to win that game.
I believe so.
They must have they recovered the fumble, good field position, and then went in and scored. Probably.
Yeah, yep. I would imagine that was the case.
Yeah. So, movie ends kind of there, and you see real clips of Vince Papale, and you know the muffed punt probably should have been fair catch interference there.
Yep.
He hits him before the ball.
Pretty close
there. But you see an animated Vince Papale on the sidelines. And again, these are only a few clips, but he's like cheering. He's like, hell yeah. And not once did you really see that from Mark Wahlberg. What do you got, Michael?
Well, Mark Wahlberg, he just seemed very Mark Wahlberg-y. He was dry. Like, I don't like him as the actor in this movie.
I'm the same way.
He's a decent actor.
That was my biggest problem. I did not feel that he was Vince Papale. I didn't get that sense.
He felt more Bostonian, which is where he's from, and not Philadelphia.
I don't know how you get away from that with him, though.
That's true.
But he's
been in a lot of pretty good movies that I've enjoyed. It's just this one I didn't get the feel. I didn't feel that. I mean, they should have cast Dawson's Creek. He would have been great in this.
He'd have been phenomenal.
I don't want your life. He would have been awesome. So that was that the best part of the movie for you? Was it the fumble or?
I think so. Yeah, the culmination was very good. You finally get the hardworking guy trying his butt off to get some sort of success. And that's where I kind of use my imagination a little bit. That's when the team really rallied around him and finally gave him his stars.
Yeah, they were like,
his
hell
respect.
Yeah. He made a couple of tackles too, and they were cheering him. But you never really saw that obvious, like, dude, we respect you now.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole movie, they thought it was a joke. They didn't want him there. There was never a real sense of, you know, we talked about, like, with Major League, there's five or six players on the roster that you got to know.
Right.
Varsity Blues, there's several players you got to know. In this movie, you have the two special teams guys that are kind of back, or you got a defensive back and another special teams guy that give him a hard time, and then you have the center, but you have really no other player, real player interactions.
Yeah, no, it's basically that, and then Dick Vermeil.
Yeah.
Pretty much so it on the football side of things. Yeah, I'm kind of with you after you guys say that it probably could have been better casted, I guess.
I just wanted to see more from whoever, Mark Wahlberg, with Vince Papale to really show that character, that sense of desperation or what have you. Yes, Michael.
Yeah, and it felt needed to be longer by 10 minutes, and they needed to focus, I think, more on his personal life, not with his friends necessarily, but, like, I would have liked to see more of they did the school thing and the wife thing way too quickly. Like, that just felt way too quick. I didn't buy into his desperation.
Yeah.
The amount of failures, I guess, that they always bring up, like, I guess I would have liked to know what were those failures. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have the marriage, but it sounded like just the economy was bad and
everybody
was struggling,
was
so it wasn't just him.
Yeah.
What were his real struggles? Because, you know, you read some of the stories on the True Facts. I just went through St. John's website on him. Like, he was an athlete, a very good one, and had some success where they could use him on different parts of the relay team. And what he went through when he was a freshman, just like wiping down pole vaults and being around the team and inspiring the athletes that were competing and helping them in any way, hoping to get his shot when he was allowed to, since he wasn't allowed to. I would have liked to know what more of the hardship was. Where did all that come from? Because it just sounded like, Philadelphia's down.
Yeah, it was more about the guys at the bar that are all struggling and they're going on strike. And mm-hmm. and even that when his dad said, you know, maybe you should sit this one out, don't try out. A man can only handle so much failure. It's like at that moment, Mark Wahlberg kind of just looks down and doesn't. And I'm thinking, man, that's tough. You clearly have failed a lot based on that comment.
Wish we knew about it.
Yeah, and your dad's telling you a man can only take so much. That, you know, just you think about how these great epic movies or even sports movies, you know, come together. You didn't really get that full background of who really Vince Papale was.
Right, and I think his overall, his real life self, I think, is a better story than what they tried to portray.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
I think.
Yeah, in some ways it might have been a different movie because, he wasn't as down and out as the movie wanted to portray. But even while portraying that, Mark Wahlberg, I don't think, portrayed that very well. So they're trying to say this guy is screwed, his back's up against the wall, but I didn't get that sense from Wahlberg really much throughout the movie.
No, and I guess Disney was probably looking for the full-on inspiration where they had to embellish a little bit of some things. But if they really wanted to dive into that, I think the line up all the failures. That should have been the beginning part of why was the city down? Why is it like a construction strike? Is it a weather thing that we couldn't work? Is it an economy thing? Like, why was the struggles at the bar so real? I think that really could have developed into the very end where all of the real stuff happened on the field, I think would have brought it all together a little better.
40 minutes after the hour, we'll continue, and then we'll give whether or not we're going to start this, bench it, or cut it. I have three. One starter still, Derbs. You have three starters. You're at the point now where you got to be kind of careful. Mm-hmm. Michael just has one starter as well. So we're going to have to start filling our rosters.
I believe I have some draft rights in there, though.
You have some trades you can make.
Yeah.
Some draft picks you can trade.
Some supplemental picks.
Right now, I'm good with my roster.
Yeah.
Because I'm not good with my roster. I just think my roster is kind of
You ever remember thin. The Titans as your starter, and that's all I have is my starter.
Do you think you're going to be able to fill out a roster? I'm worried that you're not going to like any of these enough.
If we start watching some much better movies.
We've watched some pretty good movies.
We need to get Rudy in here.
Oh, no, no, no.
No,
Rudy is the greatest sports movie of all time.
This is the
original score is fantastic.
This is the last football movie we're doing. So now we move on to basketball. 41 after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Brock Wisney, former UNC men's basketball player, and you're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, we roll on here with our final football movie review of the year. We did Varsity Blues, Remember the Titans, Little Giants, and Invincible. That is quite the list there. Those are like four totally different movies.
I think we covered all the bases.
I think we did.
Yeah,
we haven't covered Rudy.
Well, we're talking about football movies, realistic.
Rudy is the pitcher's mound. That's how important it is to the world.
Which you don't need. You could literally pitch from anywhere.
You could pitch from anywhere. You get more points that way. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, your thoughts, kind of as we're wrapping this up, of the movie Invincible.
It went by a little too fast. Everything that you guys are saying as far as criticism, I kind of agree with. I wish there was a little more relationship with him and that gal. I wish there was more explanation of his failures, because it to me it just seemed like, oh, you got laid off, which happens to a lot of people. Oh, your wife left you, which to me made her look awful. Like, she
awful. Yeah, made her just like a really terrible human. And then to write that note that he keeps with him, made it look a lot worse.
Yeah, I that kind of turned me off. It's like, you're making her look bad, and then he punches the walls, and then he looks like he's Marky Mark, who has a temper. It was not the worst movie I've ever seen. Definitely not a starter, though.
It's not time to do that yet, Mike. It's not time to do that yet. You're jumping the gun.
When do I trade him to the Rockies?
You can trade later when we add that rule. It's not even trade deadline yet. So
sorry. I send him to the minor leagues.
Go
is that what I'm supposed to do?
A full 10 movies before you start trading.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a week's time to do that and reassess your situation. 47 minutes. I don't think it's going to be a spoiler. It doesn't sound like anybody's going to start this movie. So the big question I have is, who puts this movie on their bench? You get five starters, five benchers, and as many ones.
It's a big roster.
It's a pretty big roster.
I imagine this is going to go through like December instead of the summer, because
we're going to go through
all the moves we have to make.
We have to make a ton of moves here. And now I'm kind of regretting not having any more starters other than one at this point. 48 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. We'll give our final review, start it, bench it, or cut it, of Invincible. We'll be right back.
Stampede is
almost here. And KFKA has you covered. Here's stories, rodeo coverage, and winsome tickets on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
All right, we're wrapping up our review of the movie Invincible, starring Mark Wahlberg. And maybe if it was a different if it was somebody else, I might lean in a little bit more, but didn't buy it. So let's go around the room. I have to either start this movie or cut this movie because I already have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the bench. So I have no choice here. I have to start it or I have to cut it. Derbs, you have 3 starters and 3 benchers, by the way, so you got something for you to think about.
I'm running out of spots here, too.
Michael's in no jeopardy of filling his roster. He has 1 starter and 3 benchers, so you can get creative with this.
Well, Brady, I'm going to put a 4th one on the bench because it's not a horrible movie.
Okay.
It's an all right sports movie, not something I'm going to watch ever again.
So you benching.
It's not Remember the Titans.
You're benching the movie.
Right, certainly not Rudy.
On your roster, but not a starter. Derbs?
I am going to have to cut it. Good movie. It's just a little too many flaws, a little just wanting more,
I guess.
For a semi-serious movie, I feel like you either start or cut the serious movies in some way. In my book, this isn't a Remember the Titans to me. Yeah. So it's a cut, which is it's kind of sad because I do like the movie, but not up to snuff. Really.
I feel kind of the same way. I like it. It's kind of enjoyable. It's not awful, but not good enough to make the roster. We're going to cut it as well, Derbs, and that'll be good, man. A lot of fun today. Next Friday, you guys will be talking about the greatest event ever, the hot dog eating contest.
The spectacle that is.
At Big City Roadhouse. Good night, Northern Colorado.